Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement.
And for all of you, you need to be 100% committed all the way that this is happening. It is going to happen. And so you have to like get off your fence and just like stand rooted in like, this is happening. Who's coming with me? And not be like energetically wavering inside of yourself. Like, I sure hope this happens. Or in the back of your mind, like, it would be nice if nobody bought, so I don't have to do this. Like, which I've had that thought before when running programs. And we had that conversation the other day on the Magic Mind as well, of like the self-sabotage that happens when we're subconsciously hoping nobody signs up so we don't have to step into leadership or so we don't have to do all the work to run the group. But what we're doing here is we do want sales to happen. Big or small group, doesn't matter. We want to be able to lead this first group, because what follows this, you're going to tour a signature workshop, hopefully 20 times in the next 12 months. Each time you lead a signature workshop, you're going to sell this exact program that you're selling right now to new audiences to invite them on this journey with you. And that's the whole purpose of this training here, is like, you do the signature workshop, you do your free signature workshop, 60 minutes to new audiences, you tour that virtually, and then you sell this program and you run this program a few times a year. And then you create these systems. Then you can always do other programs, but that is kind of the stepping stone that we're trying to put in place here. So I just encourage everybody, regardless of where you're at with sales, like, check in with yourself energetically. Are you a fuck yes on this? Are you all the way in? Are you off the fence and you're fully committed? And even if nobody signs up, you still deliver the program no matter what. You deliver it as if you had a live audience, and then you sell the recorded version of it afterwards. Like, it doesn't matter if anybody signs up. You have to deliver this program no matter what. Otherwise, it's a great failure on my behalf, and it's a waste of energy for all of you. So you have to deliver it, which means get off the fence and get rooted in this. It's happening. Got to do it. Yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've sold programs like, God, I sure hope this doesn't actually sell, because, God, it's going to take 10 hours to do the thing. And yeah, but it is a form of self-sabotage. If we're not like fully 100%, this is happening no matter what, with or without an audience, with or without paid people. This just got to happen, because you need your first, you know, if nobody shows up, it's a practice run. You're going to deliver it. You're going to record it. You're going to sell it regardless. And then you have an asset that you can start selling people. How's that sound, everybody? Are we committed? Or are we committed? It's happening no matter what. Welcome to this side of the fence, the side of the fence that is fully committed. It's amazing. And just for an example, like, I taught the ChatGPT workshop last month. I think we sold it for $250, and then I sold the recorded version of it afterwards, and people bought the recorded version. Same as the workshops before, Teach 2024, the Schedule Your Success workshop in January. I sell the recordings of those and people buy them. So why would people not buy the recordings of all of your stuff that you're all going to be doing in the next month here? People will buy them. So we just have to follow all the way through. And it will, of course, if you're teaching a training live like this one, it changes the dynamic versus if nobody signed up and you're just doing it for the sake of recording a training that you could sell as an evergreen course. It changes the experience, but you'll figure that out. And I'll be there to coach you and support you to figure out how to do a better evergreen course if you don't have an audience. But we just got to commit to this, because all the lessons will only be learned that are necessary for this, the stage of growth that you're in right now. Whether you have a big audience or you don't have a big audience, you're only going to learn all the necessary lessons unless you go all the way through this process and deliver your training. And regardless of your sales, I know what sales and marketing is like, and it's really uncomfortable, especially in the beginning. It really, like, it feels very uncomfortable inside of your being. I get it. I went through that for years. And so following the little map that we've laid out here around your 30-day email sequence, that helps you to overcome that and see that you're still a good person, and that this stuff becomes a formula that you can then apply so that there's less needing to like overcome those inner demons and critics that are telling you marketing is bad or you shouldn't be messaging people so much. So it's just like all the steps that we have here, these are all really critical growth opportunities. Every step of the way is a growth opportunity here.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morris from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com, that's M-A-J-I-K, media.com, and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.